Each Saturday, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. And I'm always learning something good. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I wanted to say happy Mother's Day or happy Mother's Day weekend to the moms out there. It's been a really stressful time, especially with, you know, parents staying at home with their kids. So I wanted to talk a little bit about adapting your body to stressful times. And you know, with the whole COVID-19, we all know that we're supposed to wash our hands and keep a safe distance. But, you know, many of these kinds of things are really stressing people out. And when we're stressed out, our immune system becomes actually weaker. And, you know, when we look at the way our immune system or our body adapts to stress, you know, typically when we're under stress, our body goes into what's called a fight or flight mechanism. And during that time, our blood pressure can go up, our heart rate can go up. A neurotransmitter, which is normally calming to the body, something called serotonin, actually these levels drop because you need to stay awake. Insulin levels get impaired. Digestion slows down and cholesterol can go up. And our body pumps stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol into our bloodstream. And many of these things are designed, you know, in our body to basically give us enough energy to help us respond to stress. But, you know, typically when we're under that kind of stress for a long period of time, that can be really exhausting to our body. And basically what we want to try to do is balance out something called the parasympathetic and our sympathetic nervous system. So our parasympathetic nervous system, that's our fight or flight response. And our sympathetic nervous system, that's the part of our body that's the relax and recharge or rest and digest response that you need in between periods of stress. So I'm going to talk a little bit about ways to focus on nourishing that parasympathetic state. So, you know, when we're under a lot of stress, we want to really look at our mindset. How do you perceive stressful situations? And a lot of people are stuck at home right now. And, you know, even if we change our mindset, instead of perceiving that we're stuck at home, really perceiving that we're feeling safe at home. And even just doing that simple mind shift can help our nervous system remain in a calmer state. You know, a lot of us are stressed out because we're not having contact with people. You know, we're used to having coffee dates and regular meetings and hugging our family. And certainly, you know, one of the things that's really been promoted is for people to do virtual coffee dates and using Zoom or other kinds of electronic, you know, types of systems in order to connect with people. I actually just had an interesting Zoom meeting with a colleague in France last week, which I thought was, you know, I don't get to talk to people in France very often, but it was a video call. And the whole time I spent talking to this individual, I was focused on the sunset that was going on behind him in Paris. And it was actually very relaxing. I felt very calm actually through that. So people can really take advantage of those opportunities to connect with people. One of the other things is really focusing on a schedule. You know, when our schedule is off, we're not working, sticking to a regular sleep schedule can be really helpful for people to maintain those normal rhythms in our body. We want to optimize our immune system by stressing. I really want to stress the importance of essential nutrients in protecting our health. So certainly things like selenium, zinc, vitamin A, C, and D, these are also very healthy to help balance our bodies and making sure we have good gut bacteria. So if patients really want to know a little bit more about the kinds of supplements to help with their immune system, they can give me a call. And exercise, the final thing, is certainly very important. I've taken up to running again because I need to get outside. My gym's closed, of course. So exercise can be everything from getting outside for a walk, and even spring cleaning can be considered an aerobic exercise. So lots of great tips for people to kind of stay sane and healthy during this time.
Well, we all need help to deal with this stressful time, and you've given us some good points. If anyone wants to talk to Dr. Betty Rosendahl, she is available. She's doing virtual appointments, and she'll still offer you the 15-minute consultation by phone or virtually. All you have to do is call 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to speaking to you next week, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.